Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
And I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
You're the best! We're the beautiful! We're the only!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
I've got two fingers up in the air and I'm ready to rock and roll. That sounds sexual. It's not. It just means we're here for Saw 2.
But yeah, excited to dive into it, man. We got into the original pretty much 12 months ago, almost a year exactly from today. I love this franchise. I mean, it's gone downhill, but I mean, I still love a good, cheap horror movie that's just blood and guts and a bunch of weird traps and stuff. I'm surprised they're not popping out a new one this Halloween. And if they are, they've kept that thing really under wraps. Have you heard anything?
Nothing's on my radar, but I won't lie to you. I didn't see the one that came out last year, so I'm not necessarily one to be excited about the current state of Saw movies.
Okay. Fair enough. You're not a fan of the whole franchise, huh?
I mean, I will admit I've probably only seen the first four or five.
Okay. That's pretty much all of them. I think they're on like seven or eight,
something like that. I don't know. I think the last one I saw had Malcolm Jamal Warner in it.
That sounds right. I think we actually saw the first two together. Not to get ahead of ourselves as we get in the first memories, but I think we both saw these together at what, Movies 10?
That would have been the place to see it.
Yeah. Well, before we jump into Saw 2, take a quick second to just plug our social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Everything's at Back in Time Pod. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and YouTube. It's completely free. Just remember to hit that subscribe button, and that'll make sure that you get every single episode directly to your device and never miss out on all the great stuff that we have lined up for the month of October. It's going to be a fun one. JD, give me your first memories of Saw 2, if I didn't already beat you to the punch.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't necessarily remember seeing it in theaters. I don't remember what I was wearing or the shoes that you were wearing or anything like that.
Probably Jordans. Go ahead.
Obviously. And I'm sure you paid for my ticket because you just wanted to rub it in my face. Oh, that sounded really bad.
Wouldn't have made a dent.
Hey-o. I just remember being impressed by this movie, and when this movie came out, I think that there was a lot good going on for horror movies, and there was also a lot of bad going on for horror movies.
Okay.
And I took it upon myself that when I watch a horror movie, I like to be in the moment. I don't like to go into detective mode and try to figure out the twists and the turns and spoil myself to try to guess what's going to happen. I like to just view and enjoy it, and that's what I did with this movie. The first time that I watched it, I remember the ending catching me off guard. And I think that's what they intended. And I was very happy with that.
And I love that approach, too. Like, even with the upcoming Halloween 2, the sequel that is 40 years later, I've saw the first trailer and that's it. I'm not reading reviews. I'm not looking at anything else. I don't want to know where I think they might take the story. I just want to go and be totally surprised and love the movie. I think that's the best approach, especially with a horror movie. If you know the outcome already, I mean, that really ruins the experience. Because horror movies, to me, are like roller coaster rides. I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, and you have to understand and appreciate what the filmmakers are trying to do. And they're not just trying to make money. That's not at the heart of a good horror movie. I mean, obviously, the cash grabs exist for that reason. But you're talking about people that are coming together that are trying to create something to spook you.
Yep, absolutely. Now, let's go ahead and fire up the trailer here. If you're by a computer, you have access to watch it, go on the YouTube, type in Saw 2 original movie trailer. It's uploaded by Movie Clips Classic Trailers, and you'll be looking for the one titled Saw 2 2005 official trailer horror movie with about 693,000 views. I'll give a 3, 2, 1 click countdown and we will watch this thing together. JD, are you ready?
Ready to rock.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1 click.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. No! He wants us to cut through our feet.
He helped me.
I want to play a game. Greetings and welcome. Right now, you are breathing in a deadly nerve agent. The only way out is to find an antidote. One is inside the safe. You all possess the combination in the back of your mind. Let the game begin.
Let's just take our
time. This whole house is a
trap. Wait, shut the hell up!
All right, JD, start us off. What'd you think?
Taking us back to simpler times, right?
Dude, so short and to the point. I love the quick little backstory. I thought it was fantastic.
I'm with you. I think that this is what trailers should be. I, you know, just viewing this trailer, I know a little bit about the backstory of the original. I know a little bit about what's going to happen in this movie, and I know that there's going to be blood. And if I'm just looking to get scared and spooked and made to sleep with a nightlight on, I know that this is going to be that movie. And it doesn't spoil anything. There's nothing revealed that we don't necessarily know, or, you know, it's just, it's a really good trailer.
Yeah, and where I think the original kind of took that slow burn approach, this one is like adrenaline packed. Like, you know that you're walking into this movie theater and you're going to go on this ride for about an hour and a half, and it's going to be pretty crazy. So yeah, I thought it was great. Look, definitely looking forward to watching it. Now let's get into the box office numbers. Saw 2 debuted at the box office on October 28, 2005. The film was distributed by Lionsgate with a runtime of 91 minutes and a production budget of just $4 million. Saw 2 opened number one at the box office in week one, bringing in $31.7 million opening weekend. In week two, they would drop two spots to the number three spot and bring in another $16.8 million, bringing their 10-day total to just over $60 million. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days?
Yeah, that's an exciting time for the team that behind the Saw franchise, especially when, you know, referencing the first movie and everything that we did for where that came from the original short. Like, they've come a long way to build a franchise, and they're only in part two.
Yeah, and that $4 million, wow, that is a heck of a return on that budget right there. And I imagine they probably spent double that in marketing, which is fine, but when you get a almost $32 million return in week one, I mean, everybody go on the sizzler.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the schoolyard effect was in play here?
Oh, yes.
Okay, surprisingly, it really wasn't. Saw 2 would spend just 4 weeks in the top 10 before dropping down to just a smaller amount of theaters, completely out of the top 10, and they would spend 10 total weeks in theaters, bringing in a domestic total of $87,039,965, with an additional $60,708,540 internationally, and the worldwide total was $147,748,505. JD, final thoughts on the box office numbers there?
Yeah, that's a lot of cheddar, man. They're not fooling around.
Yeah, and for, you know, what they're looking to accomplish, I mean, you spend $4 million on a budget. They're basically in theater for about 5 weeks before it drops down to like a couple hundred screens. They're out in within 10 weeks. They're probably pushing out DVDs and Blu-rays probably by, what, February? March? So, I mean, this is a really quick return and getting just a ton of money for Lionsgate. Let's talk about the top 10 movies of the week, October 28, 2005. Number one was Saw 2. Number two, The Legend of Zorro. Number three, Prime. Number four, Dreamer, inspired by a true story. Number five, Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Weir Rabbit. Number six, The Weatherman. Number seven, Doom. Number eight, North Country. Number nine, The Fog, the remake. And number 10, Flight Plan. JD, any standouts in the top 10 there?
Not really, no.
Yeah, not for me either. I would like to point out that there is a little known actor named Dwayne The Rock Johnson who was really struggling at that point of his career with Doom, where I believe he's the second or third lead behind Carl Urban.
I never even saw that movie.
Yeah, I mean, this is right on the, like, kind of the beginning of his Hollywood career. And everybody's going, probably just going to be the next Hulk Hogan. Couple crappy direct-to-DVD sequels and, you know, second B movies. And next thing you know, flash forward 13 years, highest paid actor in Hollywood, or at least the highest grossing.
See, I always thought that The Rock had a promising career ahead of him. When
I did too.
What was that one that he did with Sean William Scott and...
Oh, gosh, the Rundown?
The Rundown. That had Chris Walken in it too, didn't it? But I remember seeing that movie and being like, holy moly, The Rock can actually act.
I don't know what it was about that, like, 2005. Like, he got really skinny, if you remember. He's got that just shitty hairline. I mean, it starts in, like, the middle of his head. It's just like, I think he was going through, like, a major identity crisis, too. What do they want me to be? And then when he went back to just being The Rock, like, he took off. I don't know if you remember the game plan, but he looks like about 170 pounds.
Jeez, I never saw the game plan, but awful. Just as long as he doesn't look as bad as he does when he was Rocky Maivia when he first hit the WWF.
Tassels.
Those tassels. Oh, boy.
Die, Rocky, die, Chance. Yeah, no standouts at all. This would have been the only thing I saw that weekend. They actually got supplanted by Chicken Little in week two. That's the movie that knocked him out of the top spot.
Well, okay, but so this came out October 28th?
Yeah.
So we're talking the second week that Saw 2 is in theaters is going to be after Halloween.
Right, yeah. It makes sense that Chicken Little would beat him. I still don't like the fact that Chicken Little won, though.
Well, somebody has to.
Hurts a little bit. Let's talk about critic and audience response here. As usual, we use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge the response of the critics. JD, how do you think the critics received Saw 2?
I know when it comes to horror movies, critics are very critical. I'm very interested to hear what our old boy had to say about it.
He actually did not have a review.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Did he decline to review because he just had no interest in seeing it? Or maybe he was just busy watching Doom. To get back on track and to answer your question, I feel like the critics probably sat down to this movie and thought, oh boy, here we go, a sequel, a cash grab. We've got bare bones cast returning. I mean, we don't have any Danny Glover. We don't have, well, we got Jigsaw and we got the chick. I don't want to spoil anything because who's in it is definitely a big part of the twist at the end and everything that happens. But long-winded way of saying I don't think that the critics responded very positively to this. Well, I think that it was a pretty solid sequel. I would be tempted to say that I feel like most critics probably thought that this should have been direct to DVD. Yeah. Or maybe if it came out now, Netflix release. So I'm gonna say that they hit it at 43%.
Close. Good guess, man. What do you think the audience was?
I don't know, because Saw 1 is, and I don't remember the numbers for Saw 1. and I don't want to put this above that at all, but I feel like this is probably the second favorite movie in the franchise. How do you feel about that statement?
It's definitely true, I would say.
Okay. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a horror movie. It was a good horror movie. It capitalized on the original. It set up, you know, part three and all the rest of the nonsense that happens after it. So I don't feel like it's hit cult classic yet, but I feel like people watched it and at least smiled somewhat. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say one of my favorite numbers, 69.
Okay.
Now that's too high. That's too high. But I said it, but I know that's too high.
Stick with the 9 and drop 10 spots.
59.
There you go. Oh, wow, JD, you got it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's 59%. And then the critic response was 37, so you're pretty close on that one, too.
Oh, nice.
I guess 37, or you guess 43, I should say.
Yeah, 43.
The original was 49% and 84% on the audience side.
Yeah, I knew the sequel couldn't be higher than the original in any way for fans or critics.
And the sequel is the highest rated one in the franchise. Second one, I won't give away any spoilers because we may cover it at some point, is not Saw 2, actually, from critic response. And the audience response is not the same as the critic. So it's a very weird list, to say the least. Now, let's talk a little bit about what some of the critics had to say. Susan Walker of the Toronto Star gave the film 2.5 out of 4 stars and says, quite possibly Saw 2 sheds enough blood to satisfy horror aficionados. I agree with her. JD, what'd you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it.
Robert Kohler of Variety said, cooking up new Rube Goldberg torture contraptions isn't enough to get Saw 2 out of the shadow of its unnerving predecessor. What do you think about Robert Kohler?
That's a fair assessment as well.
Yeah, pretty short and sweet. Let's talk about what you look forward to most when we dive into the sequel here in a couple of days and break it down.
Well, I'm a big fan that Lucy Camden from Seventh Heaven is in this.
Okay.
I forget her actual name, but her character name was Lucy in the TV show Seventh Heaven with the pedophile Stephen Collins. Okay.
She is Laura Hunter in this one.
Yeah, I always thought she did a fine job in Seventh Heaven. And, you know, maybe, maybe not. I had a little crush on her. I don't know.
Well, what about Donnie, man? Donnie Wahlberg.
You have a crush on Donnie Wahlberg. That's what I'm hearing.
Come on. What about Donnie?
I feel like that's an okay impression, but I want to focus on the fact that you have an apparent crush on him.
No, I just like their hamburgers.
You're not helping your case.
I like their meat.
A little better. That's a little more clear to your...
They make pretty good sausage, from what I hear.
Yeah, they pack it hard.
Big, long strip. Tasty. Yeah, I mean, lots of protein. Ooh, too far there.
You have protein. A very specific taste in humans, don't you?
Yeah, we'll talk all about Donnie on the full episode when we dive into it. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and YouTube. And while you're there, leave us a quick 5-star review. Help us spread the word. Again, shoot us some ideas. What do you guys think we should get into? We really don't have much set up for November yet. October's pretty well laid out. We'll be doing Halloween 2 next week. But it is that time of the episode to climb back into the DeLorean. Punch in today's date, turn back the present day, and we will be back with the full review in a couple days. See ya!